Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you guys fall asleep, do you shut out all the lights? I mean, do you just black out curtain like I've told you to? Or do you have the TV on in the background, your phone kind of lighting up every time it bzzz? Yeah. Or is your TV on with the volume off? Well, stop that and do what I said and shut out all the lights. And there's a study where if you sleep with even a small amount of light, apparently the study says it could be harmful to your health. Did you know it's Sleep Awareness Week? Woo-hoo. Yep. Sleep Awareness Week is March 13th to 19th. I know it's National Kidney Month. There's a lot of things happening in March. And they say sleeping for only one night with a dim light, like a TV set with the sound off, raised the blood sugar and heart rate of healthy young people participating in a sleep lab experiment. This is according to a new study. The dim light entered the eyelids and disrupted sleep, despite the fact that participants slept with their eyes closed. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when you close your eyes, your eyes still pick up on it. Your lids are pretty thin. This is according to study author Dr. Phyllis Z, director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Now, heart rate is supposed to drop at night, slowing down as the brain is busy because it repairs, it rejuvenates the body, according to CNN. But if this light has been found to elevate your heart rate, then that puts you at higher risk for heart disease and early death. We don't want your heart beating extra beats it doesn't have to. I know that kind of sounds a little counterintuitive. You know, like when you have a heart attack, what do? We give you a beta blocker. We immediately slow down the heart. And a lot of you have kind of asked me about that, going, wait a second. Why are we slowing down the heart with high blood pressure? Why are we slowing down the heart with heart attack? Why are we trying to minimize the heart doing its job? And it's a very good question, because a lot of the medical students have that same question, going, wait a second, don't we want the heart to pump more to get blood to where everything goes? Well, and that's why your heart rate goes up. When you are in that flight or fright response, when you're exercising, your heart rate goes up to increase cardiac output. We don't want to minimize your body's normal, natural response. But if you're not flight or fright, if you're not running from a bad person, if you're not having sex or exercising, and you're supposed to be relaxing, your heart has to repair too. Now, your heart is always working. Your heart has been beating ever since it started beating in your mom's womb. And so the heart just can't stop and completely repair. So when it goes in a slower down mode, that's when the muscles could relax a little bit. That's when, you know, more of the feeding and the oxygenation, those resting times are important. The reason why we get beta blockers when you're undergoing a heart attack is we want to not accelerate the vasoconstriction. We want things to relax a little bit so that the heart will hopefully still get some blood. But if you have the heart going 100, 120 beats a minute, the heart muscle is going to not get as much blood. So we slow the heart rate down. So we want your heart rate to kind of go, you know, the 60 to 89 range of normal. You know, if your resting heart rate is in the 60s, some of you guys have resting heart rates in the 50s. If you're athletic, it's pretty good. Now, if you're not athletic and your heart rate is dropping to 50 and 40, that's a concern. low heart rate is a concern in the absence of you not being an athlete and you not having the ability to raise your heart rate. When we would have people with bradycardia or slow heart rate, we would send them to the heart doctor for a stress test to see if they could still mount a proper response by raising the heart rate. So, So anyway, high blood sugar levels. There's another issue with light. If you have high blood sugar levels, it's a sign of insulin resistance. Your insulin isn't working to get the glucose or the sugar from the cells into the body. They found that this also occurred as a result of there being light in the room. Too much light will disrupt your sleep, could raise your risk of heart disease and diabetes. Now, prior research has shown an association between artificial light at night and weight gain, and obesity, disruptions in metabolic function, insulin secretion, development of diabetes, heart risk factors. They said, why would sleeping with your lights on affect your metabolism? Well, they looked at 20 healthy people in their 20s. They had them spend two nights in a sleep lab. The first night was where it was darkened, where you really couldn't see much, even if your eyes were open. All of the study participants were connected to devices monitoring a number of measures like sleep quality. They also had an IV, long tubes, things like that. Even though the researcher wasn't inside the room, they were outside the room. Blood was drawn without ever patients knowing. Then they recorded brain waves. They could tell what sleep stage the person was in. They looked at their heart rate, EKG, looked at their melatonin levels. Melatonin is that hormone that regulates a body's circadian rhythm, sleep or wake body clock. And then they looked at, they repeated a group with the same light level for a second night in the lab, but another group had a dim overhead light with a glow equivalent to a very, very dark, cloudy day or street lights coming in through a window. So we're not even talking much. Now, their eyelids were closed, but they estimated 5 to 10% of the light in the environment actually got through the lid. Not a lot. They still found higher heart rate, insulin resistance, sympathetic fight or flight response, the parasympathetic where you rest and relax, nervous systems were unbalanced. These have been linked to eventually high blood pressure, even though the light wasn't that bright. Now, the light was not bright enough to lower levels of melatonin. But what does it mean? Well, sleep mask or darken the room. No nightlight. Even if you have to go potty, use your phone as a flashlight. 1-877-DOLLY.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we are going into spring break season, a lot of you guys are thinking, and you've been asking me, what about the summer? Are we ready to go? Are we ready to vacation this summer? And I have decided not to make any plans for a few reasons, okay?
Now, I'm not saying you have to follow my same logic.
But number one is, I think things are very, very expensive. And I think things are going to continue to get expensive. So I am now in save money mode. I'm going to be doing a lot of rewears. All right? I'm going to be wearing the same shirt. I'm going to be wearing... You know, I might be putting on just a little less makeup. It's not like the more makeup, the better I look anyway. So I'm going to start to stretch things out. In fact, I made Dover sole and tilapia last night, and it was way cheaper than what beef costs.
So I told my husband, you see, you got to eat more fish because we could afford it. Much better than meat.
So one is I want to save money.
And I would love to do a family vacation. We've been doing little weekend little things, you know, but I really feel like we need it. But no, we need to save money. Number two is I really don't know what's happening with the war. I do believe it's going to escalate and could later turn into a world conflict. So I don't want to, you know, flights and things like that, you know, I mean, I might have to travel for the Talkers Medicine Conference or the Talkers Magazine Conference, but I don't necessarily, you know, I don't necessarily want to be overseas or anything like that, just in case something hits the fan. But the main reason why I'm not planning any travel is because I do think we're going to be facing another COVID wave. And I know you guys are groaning, going, oh, come on, COVID, no more COVID, no more COVID. But again, this show is to give you guys, you know, the truth, give you guys what's out there. And I need to tell you guys that around the world, we are starting to see surges of cases again. This sucks. I'm looking right now at South Korea. According to Worldometers, they had in the last 24 hours 362,000 new cases, 293 deaths. Why South Korea is going through it, I don't know. We're being told health officials say their medical response still remains stable, but more than 30% of their ICU, 30% is available, 70% taken with critical cases. So having this daily average of about 370,000 new cases, not good. They actually have high vaccination rates. And that's a problem I have where, you know, we need an updated, you know, vaccine. But if 70% of South Korea's ICUs are full with either major, you know, other medical issues or COVID, when our hospitals start to get overwhelmed in America, that's when all the poop hits the fan. So I'm not looking forward to that. China has had to do some major lockdowns. We're being told that recent outbreaks in 28 provinces has infected more than 15,000 people. They believe it's the Omicron variant. Now, the Omicron variant could also include baby Omicron. I don't know if we have that designation yet, if it's stealth Omicron or just the regular Omicron, but we are watching stealth Omicron or baby Omicron as well. On Tuesday, Dongguan City in the southern province of Guangdong ordered employees of businesses to work from home. They locked down residential areas, permitted only necessary activities like buying groceries and taking virus tests. Yum China, which operates Pizza Hut and KFC, announced Monday that same-store sales for the first 2 weeks have fallen about 20% because people are, you know, not going out. They're afraid to go out. So China having, you know, this starting to lock down. When we, sadly, you know, things started with China originally with COVID, and then it moved to Europe, then it moved to us. Now, I'd like to think that it's our Omicron moving to them. I'd like to think that we were the ones that started the fad. They're late to the party. And so we're going to be fine. We're not going to see another one. Yet the World Health Organization is now, hold on a second, I want to shut off any volume here. The World Health Organization is now predicting a tsunami of COVID cases around the world because of the Omicron and Delta variants. They say that Dr. Ghebreyesus says Delta and Omicron variants are going to drive up cases and hospitalizations. And what, I know some of you are like, well, why? You know, many of these places have been vaccinated. Well, the problem we have is multiple fold, okay? Number one is we don't really have active flu. Our flu season has been very minimal, and so you don't really have flu competing. Even though COVID was able to outcompete flu in previous years, you would think if COVID starts to weaken, flu could outcompete it. But we don't have a lot of other bugs to compete because people have been wearing masks. We just never really gave another sort of pandemic a chance. Understandably so, but those are, that's one of the consequences. You know, number two,
is we put all this time and effort and money into vaccinating with the vaccine that is, again, a little obsolete, and it's didn't, Omicron is able to escape it. So you have all these people that are like, but I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. And they're like, I'm going about, I'm going to do my business, I get to go to work because I'm vaccinated, I get to go to the gym because I'm vaccinated. You know, these countries that you have to show your papers, and vaccinated people are carrying the virus, just like an unvaccinated person is. So you have this false sense of protection, because people say, well, I've been vaccinated. And then, like I said, Omicron's outsmarting the vaccine. We're using an outdated vaccine. So yeah, there's going to still be cases. And then on top of all that, here we are talking about a fourth shot, and there's still countries that haven't been able to, you know, vaccinate their populations. So, you know, when you look at the numbers, Indonesia just had another 300 deaths, 14,000 new cases. Japan, another 35,000 cases. Vietnam, another 175,000 cases. So we have a Asian Western Pacific spike. I don't know if that's going to move towards us. We, though, in America are doing good. You know, our hospitalizations are dropping. We're, you know, but look, you know, Obama just came down with COVID. COVID's still around. And remember I told you that sometimes we have COVID relapse? So we are seeing some people relapse. So to answer your question, what should you do? It's the same advice I gave you last year and the year before. Make sure it's a refundable trip. Whatever you do, make sure it's refundable. And because, you know, I want people to feel like they can still enjoy life. And if we don't have to deal with another surge, at least you were able to plan a trip. You know, my son wanted to take a trip overseas with his friends. I said, I'm totally fine with that as long as you have an out. And if we tell you that, you know, we need to, you know, you probably need to cancel. And he didn't like that. But I'm like, look, you know, because I know you want to get excited. I know you want to plan. You want to. But right now, I just think this summer could go one of two ways. It could be the most amazing summer ever, or it could be a poop storm. And based on what we're seeing with Ukraine and Russia, based on what we're seeing with the threats, based on you know, what we're seeing with COVID and with prices and inflation, crime, I just don't know. And you know, 8, 10, or 10 weeks from now, that's also another thing that I think really schooled us over the past few years. Things kind of happen relatively slow. I know life happens fast. I always say life is like a roll of toilet paper. The faster you get to the center, the faster it rolls. Or, yeah, the more you get to the center, the faster it rolls. So, you know, you could be like, all right, well, the summer's going to come, and, oh, the semester's going slow. The one thing that happened with COVID or with now this war is, I mean, every day it's something new. Every week it's something new. And even though the days might drag on, there's just, I mean, you wake up and now what? I mean, look at this with Tom Brady. I think I'm going to retire. No. Everybody, Tom Brady retired. He's like, no, I didn't retire. Oh, okay, he didn't retire. Now I'm retiring. Oh, and then now I'm back. I mean, this is just too much drama for me. 1-877-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave and a
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And another United States journalist has been caught in the line of fire as a Fox News camera person was killed and a correspondent was injured in Ukraine shortly after the death of a freelance journalist who was also covering the Russian invasion. Fox News's Pierre Zadorowski was killed while working alongside Fox News State Department correspondent Benjamin Hall when incoming fire hit their vehicle outside of Kyiv and it exploded. Zadorowski had covered stories in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria for Fox News. A suspect has been arrested after accidentally shooting and killing a pregnant 17-year-old inside of a moving car in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. WABF Television reports that Chad Blackard was booked in connection to the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Carrington Smith. Blackard faces several charges, including negligent homicide, third-degree feticide, and illegal use of a weapon. This is USA Radio News. Philadelphia police say they arrested Gary Cabana, the suspect in a stabbing inside New York City's Museum of Modern Art, after he was found sleeping at a Greyhound bus station. Surveillance videos released by police show the suspect who stabbed two employees leaping over a counter near the entrance with a knife in hand and proceeding to attack the workers. New York Police Department identified Cabana as the suspect, saying he allegedly committed the double stabbing just one day after his membership to the museum was revoked. A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, do you want to take a trip down Memory Canal? Yeah, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip down the Suez Canal, right? Where, remember we had a boat that got itself aground? And there was the 2021 Suez Canal obstruction by the Evergreen. It was blocked for 6 days. Oh, the Ever Given, I think, was grounded. It was a 20,000, I think, ton container ship, 1,300-foot vessel. This happened because of strong winds on the morning of March 23rd. I recall it as kind of being one of the pivotal points that started our supply chain crisis. We were going to have a supply chain crisis anyway, but this caused backlog because it was stuck.
And then, according to Wikipedia, the vessel was subsequently impounded by the Egyptian government on April 13th because they refused to pay compensations demanded by the government. And the claim was deemed unjustifiable by the ship's insurers. After the incident, Wikipedia says the Egyptian government announced they will be widening the narrower parts of the canal. I guess a formal settlement between the owners and the insurers of the ship and the canal authority was finally reached in July. The ship set sail again July 7th after being legally stuck in the canal, even though it was dislodged. But it had port inspections, so I guess our toilet paper or hair products or whatever the heck was on there was on there that whole time. And so, you know, that I just remember that we didn't really talk much about the supply chain issue until after March 23rd. And I think that's when things started to kind of come into play going, you know, we're waiting for things for a while. There's ships that are stuck. And we're not having a lot of people come back to work because they're still getting benefits until September. And it just kind of snowballed from there. Well, guess what? We have another ship that has gone aground. A year to the month, right? This was last March. After Ever Given had blocked the Suez Canal, now we have Ever Forward. Now, Ever Forward isn't stuck in the Suez Canal. Ever Forward got stuck on Sunday while trying to head from the port of Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia. Apparently, it ran aground, and officials are now scrambling to refloat the boat. The U.S. Coast Guard said it did not know what had caused the stranding, but luckily, no injuries or harm to the vessel. I know somebody's going to say, climate change. I mean, if there's less water and there's more ground, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I'm not ready to say it was that, but I'm sure somebody will say it was. So, just like the 400-meter Ever Given, the 334-meter Ever Forward belongs to the Taiwan-based Evergreen Marine Corps. They say the smaller ship grounding is unlikely to cause as much trouble as last year's crisis. Ever Given had caused headaches for 400 waiting vessels, and it costs global trade $6 billion to $10 billion a day. That's according to a study. The Ever Forward's grounding, on the other hand, is not preventing other ships from transiting to the port of Baltimore, luckily. Whew. Efforts have been underway since last night to try and free the ship and will continue today. I mean, that was really the crux of it. Is last year, this boat really, I mean, it just got stuck diagonally and just blocked the whole Suez Canal, which was pretty narrow as it is. And they were using tugs to pull and pull and pull. It took about 6 days to dislodge. This, there's an issue out of port, but still, what's going on here? So other ships have been told to slow down, use a one-way traffic pattern, and they are trying to free the ship, hopefully today, tomorrow. The ship does need water at least 43 deep to move, but it's stuck in an area that's only 25 feet deep. Not clear when it's going to be freed, but that's what's going on there. Now, they say the effort to rescue the Ever Given, which weighed 220,000 metric tons, required dredging 30,000 cubic meters of sand. It needed 13 tugboats and then a rising tide. Took 6 days to free that vessel. But since then, the Ever Given has been able to get through without getting stuck again. So I don't know how many times it went through. So it went in the Red Sea, and then it went towards the Suez once again. So good for them, but that's kind of messed up. All right. Well, speaking of backlogs, people want to know what's going on with the trucker convoy. Trucker convoy is still at it. So the trucker convoy is what paralleled the Freedom Convoy from Canada. And the People's Convoy of Trucker, I mean, they call it the Trucker Convoy, but it's the People's Convoy. They have been staging in Maryland and have been, over the last few days, looping around Washington area highways. This has been going on now for about a week. They're still there. On Tuesday, they said, the truckers plan to drive on the D.C. Beltway, then on to Interstate 395, go past the Pentagon, then continue on to Interstate 295, return to the Beltway, and finish the loop before heading back to Hagerstown. Drivers were warned to expect potential traffic delays due to ongoing demonstration activity. D.C. police are prepared to shut down any roads if needed. We're being told by KOMO News. Metropolitan police have closed a number of freeway exits to keep traffic moving safely through the area. They say these rolling closures are in real time as needed and will be lifted as soon as they are no longer necessary. So they did head onto D.C. roads despite saying they wouldn't go into the city at the beginning of their mission. But, you know, there hasn't been a lot of attention. The media has purposely not covered it because they don't want to give them attention. Now, mind you, there has been a lot going on with Ukraine. There has been a lot going on with, you know, everything else going on. But it didn't make the news that Canada's did, and also partially because Canada basically locked down Ottawa. The convoy up there, I mean, it was so big, it was hard to ignore. And here people are like, all right, well, yeah, just don't cover it. Don't cover it. So I heard there was about 1,000 trucks. I could be wrong. There could be more. There could be less. But the reason why they're doing this is, again, they want to show, even though mandates are starting to roll back and, you know, even though, you know, things are starting to lighten up, most of America doesn't think our public officials got the point that we do not want lockdowns again. We do not want these draconian measures and what children are still being put through with these masks and that are not protecting them to the degree like an N95 would. You know, it's just these rules are just not making sense. And so it's just a sign that, look, you might think you're preaching to the choir, but you have a lot of people out there that are not happy. And when you tick off the truckers, and the truckers, rather than working and bringing supplies, because during the supply chain crisis, but they're there to try to tell everybody, look, this is, you know, this is what we're fighting for. You know, it is a story. And so I don't know what the answer is. You know, I'm hoping that COVID gets lighter and lighter and that public officials don't have to. But I think what the American public wants, or at least half the public wants, is somebody saying we were wrong and we're not going to do it again. And they're not doing it. Everybody's doubling down. Everybody's taking credit. They're like, because we did this, we saved lives. Yet studies have showed that in states that were more flexible and liberal with the masks, I know it's kind of counterintuitive, but they were more liberal in terms of not having mandates and things like that. They had just as many cases as the more stricter states. So, you know, people have some explaining to do. 1-877-DOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that Russian forces are holding hostages at a hospital in Mariupol. A Ukrainian official has accused Russian troops of holding people captive at a Mariupol hospital on today. Pavlo Krylenko, head of Donetsk Regional Administration, said doctors and patients are being held against their will in the Mariupol Regional Intensive Care Hospital, known as Hospital Number 2. In a statement posted on his official Telegram channel, Krylenko said one of the hospital employees managed to pass on information about what was happening. And they said, quote, this is according to CNN, it is impossible to get out of the hospital. They shoot hard. We sit in the basement. Cars have not been able to drive to the hospital for 2 days. High-rise buildings around us are burning.
The Russians have rushed 400 people from neighboring buildings to our hospital. We can't leave. Now, that's what Krylenko said, quoting the employee of the hospital. He said the hospital was practically destroyed several days ago, but that its staff and patients stayed in the basement where the patients continued to be treated. He said, I appeal to international human rights organizations to respond to these vicious violations of the norms and customs of war, to this egregious crimes against humanity. Russia and every citizen involved in crimes in Ukraine must be punished. One of you had asked, how do they treat people in the basement? So my guess is what they did is before this happened, I mean, for in terms of the readiness, if you believe that, obviously, there's a few things you do, okay? So if you believe your hospital is going to be attacked or, you know, bombed, you try to get your patients moved to a safer facility. If you can't, and there's no other facilities that will take them and you have to take care of them, then you try to get them treated as quickly as possible and then get out of there. Or you convert a safer area of the facility to a medical ward. Now, the basement can only do so much, but they could move equipment, ventilators, staff, supplies down there if they have to. And so it's not ideal, but if you don't have other locations that you think you can protect and, you know, have that security, you make good with what you have. And so my guess is the basements were readied ahead of time with supplies. And also a lot of basements do hold the storage of supplies. But my concern is if there's no electricity, if the generator's not working, you have problems. So it sounds like the electricity is working in the hospital, and they are able to care for some patients, but obviously not 7, 8, 9, 10 stories, however big the hospital was. Now, President Zelensky did address the Canadian Parliament today. He is going to address Congress tomorrow. He has reiterated, I don't know how many times he has to ask, his global call to close the airspace over Ukraine. He wants to implement tougher sanctions against Russia and Russian officials. He's not asking us to go to war, but he's asking us, you know, to, you know, help me help myself. And so fresh sanctions have been imposed. Russia now is announcing sanctions against President Joe Biden, his son Hunter, Hillary Clinton, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly, and a whole bunch of people. And Canada imposed new restrictions on 15 Russian officials who enabled and supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So the U.S. had targeted 11 Russian military leaders, some of whom have been involved suppressing the protesters, dissent in occupied areas of Ukraine, with sanctions on Tuesday. And that's one thing we do have to do. I know many were kind of shocked at how so many Nazi officials and officers were able to escape and live lives and not be, you know, we're not going to make that mistake of somebody who is performing these war crimes and atrocities, letting them, you know, go into oblivion because we don't know who they are. You know, people are being very quick to identify and have them known, because when this does end, and it will end, hopefully it ends sooner than later, then those individuals are going to have a lot of explaining to do and jail time and whatever else. So the UK and EU have also announced new sanctions against Russia. More than 600 Russian nationals are being targeted now by the sanctions. The UK sanctions include banning the export of luxury goods to Russia and tariffs on goods worth more than $1 billion. So as we spoke before, there was a protest of by an editor who held up an anti-war sign during a live broadcast on Monday. Her name is Marina Ovsinikova. She did show up in Moscow court, so she's not dead. She's still alive. And she was with one of her lawyers. And we'll see what happens in terms of, you know, her fate. But very, very gutsy move to be on live state-run television that has been dishing out a bunch of BS to the Russians, and she actually holds up a sign asking for peace. Apparently, I think one of her parents is Ukrainian, the other is Russian. And she also, in the sign, it said, you're being lied to.
According to CNN, the refugee crisis, more than 3 million people have fled Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. According to the International Organization for Migration, they have gone mostly to Poland. Some have ended up in Russia, multiple other surrounding countries, but Poland is taking on the brunt. Not sure how much longer Poland could hold up, you know, in being able to maintain and feed and help everybody. They need places to live. They need food. They need clothes. They need jobs until this war stops. Kyiv is under attack. At least 4 buildings and residential areas of Kyiv were hit by strikes early Tuesday morning. 4 people have died. Russians have made it to the capital, have not been able, though, to take it over. We still have thousands of people trapped in Mariupol. Estimated 2,000 private cars have been able to leave. The departures took place even though safe corridors were difficult to maneuver. And then, sadly, a strike in northwestern Ukraine on Monday killed about 19 people. We have lost a Fox photojournalist, one of the Fox photojournalists had been killed. He was attacked in the car. His name is Pierre Zakrzewski. He was attacked on Benjamin Hall, who we've seen report out of Kyiv. Their car was hit by Russians. The vehicle was struck by incoming fire. Benjamin Hall is being treated for shrapnel and other undisclosed injuries, yet Pierre Zakrzewski, the cameraman, died. This follows Brent Renaud, the journalist that used to work for the New York Times, his being killed. We do have some good news. Astronaut Mark Van Hyde has broken the record for longest NASA space flight. The American marks the 341st consecutive day in space. Russia has confirmed he will come home on a Soyuz rocket. Even though there's tensions between Moscow and the U.S. and there were some threats that, he's going to be stuck up there. No. The head of Roscosmos, Dmitry Rogozin, he had hinted they were going to leave him behind. Not happening. So he is supposed to return this month. Hopefully he, you know, does that soon, but he has beat a record held by former NASA astronaut Scott Kelly, who was in space for 340 consecutive days. So very, very cool. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.